across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And I'd like to welcome my two guests for this afternoon, Mifanwi and Zoe. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, hi there.
So, Street Vet Cambridge, tell me all about it. When did it start and what exactly is it?
So, Street Vet started out in London as two vets called Jade Statt and Sam Joseph, who were independently going out with a backpack onto the streets of London, looking for homeless people and seeing if their dogs needed any treatment and help. They heard about each other. And decided to join forces. And so Street Vet was born in 2011.
Okay, so it's been going a few years. And how long has it been going in Cambridge?
So we started in Cambridge in January of this year, so January 2018. So we're coming up to our first birthday
now. Excellent.
Yeah.
And how many, you said there's quite a few of you. Because when I contacted two different vets, wasn't it, Amanda and Joe, who put something, I think, on Facebook. And I thought, well, that sounds really good. What's all that about? And yeah, so and then
yeah, so we'd all kind of independently contacted Street Vet via their website when we heard about it operating in London, and were kind of interested in setting up a branch in Cambridge. And Joe and Amanda did the main work in getting us all together. And since that, it's kind of evolved. We've got 14 volunteer vets and 17 volunteer veterinary nurses.
Wow.
Who come from practices all over Cambridgeshire and East Anglia. Some of us are working in practice, some of us are locums, some people work, like Mifanwi is at the university as a scientist.
But as you said, works as a vet in her spare time.
Yes.
Like you do.
So much spare time.
Yes,
yeah. That with being a vet still.
That's brilliant. And what about yourself, Zoe? You said you...
Yeah, I'm a vet. I'm a vet for Village Vet, based at the Cottenham branch in the village where I live. But I also work at Wood Green and provide veterinary services for their Hayden shelter as well.
Right. And so that's where you came from this afternoon, wasn't it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and then you do the Street Vet. Is it every day? Do you do a rota?
We have outreach. So we're all doing it in our spare time. Mm-hmm. But we have regular outreach sessions. So we sign up and volunteer we take out one lead volunteer and then usually two other vets or nurses with us. So there's three of us in total to each outreach. We go out on Thursday evenings, meet up in the centre of town. We visit the hostels where a lot of our clients are actually in temporary accommodation. We do a big walk around the streets. We head over to Jimmy's and see anybody who may be resident there.
And so you have collaborations with Jimmy's and Winter Comfort?
Yes. The Winter Comfort is once a month on a Wednesday morning. We have a drop-in session, so they advertise that we will be there, and we're there every month, another group of three. So the way Street Vet works is we're actually a proper registered veterinary practice with the Royal College, and we use Village Vet Milton, which is the 24-hour hospital within the Cambridge area, as our kind of practice premises.
And they let you...
We store our drugs there. Yeah. All the drugs have to be stored in compliance with the Veterinary Medicines Directorate,
yes.
And we have to comply with all of their regulations. Village Vet Milton also provide our out-of-hours provisions because every registered veterinary practice needs to have that facility on board. Not that we've needed it yet, which
That's
is fantastic,
news.
But
yeah.
They're there if we do.
So what sort of things do you deal with?
Yeah, so most of what we see is really just going out and touching base with the clients and making sure that they've got the kind of really basic provisions that they need. So leads and collars, muzzles, dog coats, especially in the colder weather. But then we'll also provide all of the like day-to-day care that their pets might need. So flea treatments, worming treatments.
And you do that just on the spot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so they don't have to go particularly.
Yeah, so we actually carry a massive, very heavy backpack and drag a little trolley on wheels around with us, and as we kind of hike around Cambridge, and we will dispense treatment there on the street to make sure that they don't have to go to a practice, because that's obviously a big barrier for a lot of people.
Yes.
But beyond just the basic things, we can do all of the things that a normal veterinary practice can do. So we arrange for neutering, so spay or castration, and we can also do scans and things like that if it's needed for any of the patients. So everything that a normal practice can do, we can provide one way or another for the clients and for their pets.
And so if you said you've got outreach drop-ins, but then you've also got the walking around.
Yep.
So if you saw an animal sort of that needed something, you would then arrange to have it you know, for instance, I was thinking if it broke its leg or something, you know.
Yeah, we're very lucky. A lot of our work is provided by other veterinary practices as pro bono work. So Vets for Pets in Cambridge give us 4 free cases every month. We've made use of that this month. We've had a couple of animals have had what's called a laparoscopic spay. So it's done, obviously, keyhole surgery, which has meant that the dogs can go immediately straight back with their owners. And it's not too much of an issue if they're out on the street. They haven't got a great big spay wound to be looked after. There's quite a lot of roaming specialists within our area. So we have a dog who has a bad heart, and so Paul Smith, one of the East Anglia cardiologists, is coming to one of our other veterinary practices and going to meet at the practice, just use the practice premises as a base, but he will scan the dog for us while he's there anyway, looking at other cases for us. So you know, we very much rely on the rest of the profession, and the support has been overwhelming, really.
And that's all within 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, within the whole of the UK, we're in the cities where we're active, you know, particularly the last year. I think everybody has heard about us now within the profession, and they're really getting on board with helping us support the clients that we have.
So before that, was there nothing?
So there were lots of sort of uncoordinated attempts. Right. For example, you know, Jade and Sam were going around in London on their own independently. I had previously tried to do something in Cambridge, but especially with a very regulated profession like being a vet, you know, there's an awful lot of technical compliance that's required. You can't just sort of walk out and go and vaccinate someone's dog on the street without any regulation. It's very easy to hand over a dog collar or some treats, but to actually, you know, give veterinary care is really complicated, and there's an awful lot of requirements that we need to meet. So there wasn't really very much. Veterinary practices as a whole do a huge amount of pro bono work for vulnerable clients and for wildlife anyway, but that's usually based in their premises and it's on a case-by-case basis. So the will was certainly there in the profession. It's just coordinating
which
it
is
across
what
the whole
street
country.
Vets come together.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are some charities as well. The Dogs Trust have for a long time run a project called the Hope Project. But clients have to take their pet to the specific practice within Cambridge. That's Arbury Road Veterinary Group. So they, you know, a lot of our clients are actually registered on the Hope Project. And so we try and, you know,
encourage
facilitate them to use that.
I guess,
if
they're in a different part of Cambridge, that's not going to be so easy for them, is
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. Accessing care can be a real challenge for a lot of our clients. And actually going to them and doing a lot of these really basic things on the streets is really helpful for them, but also it helps us to build trust with them. And I think that's really important as well, because I think a lot of them are very vulnerable and have had some really bad experiences, particularly with people in authority. And hopefully by actually like coming to them and being really useful and helpful and helping to facilitate their access to these other services, you know, we can try to get them on side and show them that, you know, we do care and that there are people out there to help them.
And did you mention you're working with Emmaus now as well?
Yes, I contacted Emmaus once we were up and running and just said, look, we're here. Obviously their residents are kind of fairly permanent residents there, but they still have difficulty paying for full cost veterinary care, and so they have 3 dogs at the moment there, so they know we're there if they need us, and then they can contact us. So
all this comes at a cost, I'm guessing, although you said a lot of you do the work for us. So do you have fundraising events, or do you any way that people can if they want to get in touch to either help volunteer, I guess, or if they want to any donate any money towards
volunteering
Christmas,
you need to be a registered veterinary nurse or veterinary surgeon
volunteer
with us. However, one of the groups that we work very closely alongside are called Caring for Cambridge's Homeless, and they're entirely a volunteer run organisation. They run via a Facebook group, and they have an absolute army of volunteers who go out. They aim to get out every single night on the streets with a big trolley of food and basic provisions like sleeping bags and underwear and sanitary items, that kind of thing. And so volunteering with them is a very, very good way of helping in a very real way.
Yes.
Every day. They have a rota system, and you just literally sign up and say you're going to help on that night, and then the lead volunteer will coordinate within the volunteers that are on that night as to who makes the sandwiches, who makes the soup, who makes the tea and the coffee.
What was their name again?
Caring for Cambridge's Homeless.
And is that...
It's a Facebook group.
Right, okay, so
just search
people
for
want to look for that one.
And then they have, you know...
And what about fundraising or...
Yeah, so in terms of fundraising, we've done lots of individual things, largely through veterinary practices, actually, and their staff have coordinated all kinds of things from carol services to selling a calendar as well that we've also had put together. But obviously, we also take donations direct from members of the public, and that can all go via the Street Vet website, which is www.streetvet.co.uk. But we also have Amazon wish lists where people can buy specific items. And we obviously put things on there that we need for the outreach. So, for example, muzzles, dog coats. We actually recently bought a Polaroid camera so that we can take photographs of the patients and give them to their owners.
Oh, what lovely idea.
Because a lot of the time they don't actually have any mementos of their pets.
Yes.
So they can always go to the Amazon wish list for the city that they live in, because obviously
and
we're in multiple
cities. Would that be Street Vet?
That would be Street Vet, yeah, absolutely.
Street Vet Cambridge in this case.
Street Vet Cambridge. Cambridge or any of the other cities.
Because I know I've done that for Streatford Hospital,
yes,
because I got involved with a hedgehog that they rescued for me one time. And I know that the vets do pro bono work for them, don't they, as well?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So, I see. So that's really good to know.
Yeah, lots of ways to get involved.
Lovely. Well, thank you ever so much. And well done on all the great work you do.
Thank you.
And thank you very much. You're welcome.